there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Drop under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. And we are smack dab in the middle of our world tour, our travels across the, across the planet. I mean, literally, we're all over the place. We've been to the Keys, the Bahamas, Miami, going up to North Carolina, we're
Chicago.
Off to L.A., Chicago last weekend, and then we're off to Fiji. We're going to actually do our first edition of Scuba Radio from Fiji, literally here in 2 weeks from today. It's going to be quite fun. But we are in the studio for a brief moment in time in between all these world travels. And we got a full, we got a full crew in here today. I mean, the planets have aligned and brought together not only Bill, the producer, as usual, nothing new there.
Yeah, imagine me being here in the studio and you being traveling abroad. Imagine that happening.
Well, at least I mentioned you.
That was nice.
I acknowledged your presence. But no, we have Mermaid Abby with us. How you doing, Abby?
I am doing great, Greg. It's nice to see you yet again.
Yes. Took her a couple weeks to recover from our trip in Andros at Coral Caverns Resort, but she is back.
I needed a bit of a Greg vacation, but now I am back, and I'm really looking forward to the
Greg,
show today.
Greg vacation. What are you trying to say, Abby?
Well, you know, distance makes the heart grow fonder.
Oh.
That type of theory is what I'm working on, Greg.
Bubba-like.
Yeah.
And then, we have Single Scott.
Hey.
SingleScott.com. Check it out on the web. And he's with us as well. He was in Andros.
I was in Andros. We had a great time.
Were you on a Greg vacation, too?
No, I don't need a Greg vacation.
I'm hoping you're going to say, time makes the heart go, stronger. I was hoping you're not going to go there.
I'm not going to go there.
Thank you, Scott. That makes me feel much more comfortable. Abby and Scott, as well as another friend of ours, is going to join us in Fiji. So we have kind of like three-fourths of our crew with us for our Fiji adventure. Where, by the way, Benga Lagoon is where we're going, and that's where firewalking began.
Are you going to firewalk?
Yeah, right after you.
Oh, yeah, right. Okay.
That's why you guys are going. You're going
actually
first. And if you guys live, I'll think about it.
I've actually been training for this, Greg, and I'm really looking forward to the firewalking.
Are you?
Yeah. Most of your listeners don't know this, but I'm actually the international firewalking champion.
You know what? I look at you, and that's the first thing I see. It really is.
You're like, that girl has tough feet.
Look at the blisters on the bottom of her toes. It's insane.
I
think actually this is going to be more than just a dive trip. I think this is going to be an international adventure. And
that's
perhaps
right.
An international incident.
And Bill, I misspoke. Those blisters are on the bottom of her fins.
Fins.
Yes.
Fins. She flops like a dead fish across the coals. It is very exciting to watch.
That's going
to
be fun. We're either going to have, she's going to be burnt seriously, or we're just going to have a Fijian fish luau or something. I don't know what's going to happen, but it'll be fun. And of course,
Fiji Fish Festival.
Yeah, okay.
Say it three times.
No.
Fiji Fish Festival.
But we'll cover the play-by-play literally 2 weeks from today right here on the big show. Now, also in the studio, and then we're going to talk to him in a little bit after we get some other business taken care of. Eric Douglas from Divers Alert Network is with us. You know him as Director of Training, Big Cheese. He does everything. He basically runs the whole show there at Divers Alert Network.
No. Let's not even go there. My boss might be listening.
No, he's not. Nobody listens. Come on, Eric. You kidding me?
Hey, for the record, Greg, I haven't seen you in a while. And
I look
really
good, don't I?
I? You look good.
Thank you.
But I haven't really grown any fonder of you, but I haven't needed a vacation from you either. So.
Well,
nor
thank
have
you.
I.
Wait a minute. What are you trying to backpedal now?
But you do look like you lost some weight.
Oh,
Greg.
Thank you.
You look fabulous.
I look gaunt, is what you're trying to say.
We haven't gone to Fiji yet. Be nice.
Yes, exactly. I can revoke that airline ticket.
Super.
Yes. Also, sitting next to Eric is Ashley, a good friend of Scuba Radio for many, many years. She's been on the show periodically. Often, you know, we run each other at the dive show. She works for Sport Diver Magazine.
I want to know where my invite was to the Bahamas. I never
got
that.
To the Bahamas?
That.
You were invited. Look, I invited her.
Yeah,
in,
I love that.
You know, you've been invited into the studio here at Scuba Radio for the last 6 months, and this is the first time we've seen you. So I don't want any lip out of you, woman.
I just want to say that I told Greg, you know, make sure you invite Ashley and Eric. And for whatever reason,
did our invites get lost in the mail or something?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. That's what it was.
We love Abby. But
and I love you.
Yes. Now we'll explain why all these people are in the studio with us here momentarily on the show. But first, you know, I got priorities. You know, and when the Big Good Cheese calls us up on the Scuba Radio hotline, we take that call immediately. And we have Clay on from Explorer Ventures, who's done just that. How you doing, how you doing, Clay? I was going to say how you doing, Scuba Radio, but that wouldn't work, would it?
I'm doing pretty good, very much so.
My head's spinning a little bit, Clay, from all these world travels. So if I sound a little scatterbrained, well, hey, you're used to it.
You know, I've gotten used to it. It's really not an issue. Don't worry about me.
I know. So, Clay, I wanted to get you on the phone because, you know, we're getting prepped for all this travel we have coming up in the near future. But we got in a few months in September 6th to be exact, we have a trip with Explorer Ventures, the next Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise. That is going to be absolutely huge, isn't it?
It's going to be great. We're looking forward to it.
Yeah, we're going to actually dive with wild dolphins in the Bahamas. Northern Tip, West Bank, or what is it called? Or I don't know. What is that area?
Greg does a lot of research.
Yeah. It's like the northern tip of the Bahamas chain, isn't it?
Yep, right up the White Sand Ridge area and area south of there down around Bimini as well.
Yeah, and basically there's pods of wild dolphins that cruise through the area that are used to divers, and we're going to go find these dolphins, jump in the water with them, swim with them, have an encounter of a lifetime. But if that weren't enough, we're going to take, like Mermaid Abby, put her in her mermaid outfit, throw her in the water with the dolphins, and see what happens.
Hey, do you know what dolphins eat?
They eat fish. But the good
the bigger
news,
the better, too.
Yeah, but
I do not know what you're insinuating there, though.
I think they have a taste for mermaids, too, but I'm not exactly positive
on that. Well, no, mermaids are mammals, I think, aren't they?
Well, it could be, but, you never know.
Yeah. I'll jump in and answer that, yes.
That's what she's going with, at least.
Okay.
For now. So yeah, we got quite the adventure planned on the CX-1, the Caribbean Explorer 1 liveaboard. We were on that boat a few weeks ago, Mermaid Abby and myself. That is a fine vessel you got there, Clay.
Oh, she's a sweetheart of a boat, isn't she?
Yes, indeed. And that was the first vessel in the Explorer Ventures fleet, right?
Yep, we started running that boat in 1987, and she's been doing good service ever since then. She's just a real, real comfortable boat, 18 passengers, and just a great way to spend a week.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you know, when we went out on that vessel, you know, you had told me after, you know, this is the third time I've been out with you guys on the different boats, and I was thinking, well, this is the older boat, it may not be as good, but you said, no, you're going to really like this boat. And I got to tell you, I was very impressed. This is, the layout of the CX-1 is quite impressive and extremely comfortable. Did you plan that yourself?
I actually did. Yeah, it was refit before I bought it back in 87, but it's gone through several iterations since then, and it works out really well.
Good deal. All right, once again, that's September 6th. If you want to book it and join us on the Caribbean Explorer 1, call up Explorer Ventures and book it now. Space is limited, and that's a very exclusive trip. You're doing these dolphin encounters on the CX-1 for, I believe, an entire month, right?
Yeah, we're up there for about 6 or 7 weeks. So yeah, we're going to be doing a, the boat's normally based down in the Agumas, and then we're doing a, sort of an exploratory northbound diving trip, to relocate up that area, and then spending 6 or 7 weeks up there, and then, turning around and going back again.
Yeah, I know the crew down there when we were down, doing the other, itinerary a few weeks ago. They are pumped. They are excited about diving that part of the, Bahamas. And once again, those travels start, or those itineraries start August 23rd. And if you call 1-800-322-3577, or go to exploreadventures.com. You can book one of those weeks and join us on the September 6th trip. A couple other things. Were you going to say something?
Well, I was just going to say, you know, I'm sorry to hear you're feeling gaunt these days, but we'll try to fatten you up on board.
Yeah, I'm sure you'll do just fine. If it was like the last trip, for sure, the chef will take care of me. He'll fatten me up.
Sounds good.
I hold Clay directly responsible for the 20 pounds that I gained on the last live aboard with Explorer Avengers.
Uh-oh, 20 pounds.
The food is just too good to turn away. So thanks to you, I can no longer fit into my mermaid attire, Clay.
Yes.
Well, I've had that problem for many years. That's why I try not to go down to the boats more often than absolutely necessary. I just turn into a blimp.
After one of these Scuba Radio scuba cruises with Explorer Avengers, my suggestion is to invest heavily in SlimFast. The stock is guaranteed to go up every time. All right, look, a couple other things. I just booked my trip to Australia, Clay.
I heard about that. Congratulations.
I got my flight all secured. We're set for November. I think we're going out on November 8th, I believe is that Saturday, but we're going to be doing that trip. That's the what's the name of the boat again?
That's Nimrod Explorer.
Nimrod Explorer, exactly.
Yep.
So that's a boat just for Nimrods. Which is actually a mollusk, I believe, isn't it?
It is just for Nimrods, and that's, obviously why we've been hot and bothered to get you down on the boat here for the last couple of years.
We're just going to leave it at that, are we?
I just want to point out how appropriately titled that particular boat is for your solo trip, Greg.
Go ahead, have fun at my expense, why don't you?
That's our job.
All right, but we'll get into that a little bit more down the road. But if you want to join us on that, that'll be November 8th in Australia. That's going to be quite an impressive trip for sure. I wanted to get one more thing out there because you guys have just launched into this new program, the Ventures into the Reef. Do you know what's going on with this thing or what?
Yep, our environmental coordinator is handling that, and we've got several contests that for best picture, best story about trips on our boats and all that are running at the moment. So you can check our website for more details on how all that works.
Yeah, it all ties into International Year of the Reef, and Explorer Ventures has definitely been one of the leaders, especially in the liveaboard category of the dive industry, that's really delved into environmental issues, whether they're floating green or doing contests like this. It's a great company, and that comes right from the top. I know Clay's a very environmentally sensitive guy, despite working with schlubs like me.
Well, it's a challenge, but we try.
Yes, you do. He's very forgiving, for sure. But exploreventures.com, check it out on the web. And Clay, hopefully we'll see you here real soon, maybe in Long Beach. If not, maybe we'll see you on that boat in September.
All right. I'll look forward to it.
All right, you got it. That's Clay McConnell, the president of Explorer Ventures Liveaboards.
Between now and when you do this, this journey, on the Caribbean Explorer 1.
Yeah, right.
Maybe you should check and see what the plural of dolphin is. More than one dolphin.
Dolphi? Why?
Because it's not dolphins.
I said dolphi, didn't I? Dolphi. It's one. It's mini dolphins.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. You know, last weekend we were in Chicago at Hague Quarry. Tina and the gang out there were awesome. To myself, Mermaid, Nikki, and Denise, we had a blast. We actually donned a dry suit after the show last Saturday and dived. And Hague Quarry, we'll tell you all about it here momentarily on the big show. However, I got to go back to a little thing that happened a little, kind of behind the scenes. And let me set the stage for you. You know, we came back from Chicago. I got back late, like 4 o'clock in the morning on Tuesday morning because our flight out of Chicago was delayed, out of O'Hare. Surprise, surprise. So I was dead tired, woke up the next day. I checked my email, just trying to catch up on the, news and events. And our listeners that email us, little tidbits here and there, week to week. And I get an email from CJ, who was on our trip in Andros, who's one of my dive students. You know, James and CJ were in Andros at Coral Caverns Resort with us a couple weeks ago, as well as Scott and Mermaid Abby. What are you shaking your head for, Abby? What are you looking at me like?
I thought you were excluding my name from the list.
No, of course not.
Okay. Well, and, then continue with your story.
We had a good time in Andros. But one of the things we didn't really talk about on the air is that James, Jimmy the Helper Boy, got a splinter in his foot on the dock. And he was gimping around like a little bitch all weekend.
Now, it was alcohol related.
Was it?
Yes, it was.
Or was he pouring alcohol on it? How was it alcohol related that he jammed the splinter into his foot after he had had a sky juice or two?
Yes, he had had a few adult beverages.
Yeah.
And then he walked outside by the pool there. And
hey, let me stick a piece of wood in my foot.
That's exactly right.
Really? That doesn't surprise me, and now it makes more sense. However, he was gimping around all weekend and whining like a little girl. And we all just kind of let it go and whatever. And just went on about our business. But he was pouring alcohol on it because he was worried about it getting infected. They couldn't get the splinter out, even though we had a registered nurse on site with us who was trying to get this hunk of wood, rotted wood, out of his heel and couldn't do it.
Now, what she kept saying was, this would be a lot easier if you didn't have 4 feet. She had some sort of a focus issue.
Yes.
She was not perhaps at her professional level of standard.
Let me tell you, that sky juice that they offer everybody in Andros in the Bahamas, impressive stuff. It'll make you see chick chornies. It's worth the trip. It's worth the price of admission just to do that stuff. But anyway, yeah, that's what happened. And we didn't think much about it. So I get up that morning. I'm dead tired. I'm looking through my email. And I get an email from CJ. And he says, Greg, bad news. James got back to the States. I just got a hold of his family. He's been in the hospital all day yesterday, and early this morning, I got a message that the splinter had become infected and gangrene had set in, and they had to cut his foot off. And I'm like, oh, my God. I mean, I fell for it for about 15 seconds, and then I checked a couple emails down the list, and I see an email from James. And he's like sending me one of his typical, you know, internet, porn site things. Greg, check this one out. I'm like, wait a minute. If he just lost his foot, he doesn't have time to forward his porn to me. That's totally out of
character. He's got plenty of time. It's not like he's out walking around.
Oh, yes. That's what I would expect from Bill. But so I was like, okay, I got hosed. And I call up, CJ and I was like, hey, that's a good one. You got me. And then I thought, hey, wait a minute. If you can get me, then I can get Abby. So I text Abby, and I say the same thing, that, hey, his splinter got infected, and he lost foot. And she replies back, like, yeah, right, whatever. But then I went farther, and I said, this is really screwed up. If you feel bad, call him. His family feels really bad, and you should call him right away and tell him how you feel and all that kind of stuff. And she fell for it. I got a text back, and she goes, what? Because she was on site with Eric from Divers Alert Network. They were filming a video or something for training. Did she look a little panicked in the middle of the week there, Eric?
Honestly, Greg, she was so distraught. She was falling down. She was
crying, wasn't she?
She was wailing. It was an ugly scene.
It was.
Absolutely. She was inconsolable.
I could tell from the text I got back from her. It was pretty funny. I'm like, yes, got her. And then to put icing on the cake, after I let her, you know, stew for an hour or two, you know, wondering, oh, my God, what's he going to do with no foot? What's he going to do with no foot? His diving career is over. I text her back, and I say, hey, good news. James, lost his foot. However, we can rebuild him. And they have equipped him with a new bionic foot that allows him to swim up to 50 miles per hour. However, he can only go in circles.
All right, Greg, by the way, the fact that Abby was so distraught for a couple hours there, that you have to have we needed Abby to be working at that point. So.
All right, more coming. We'll explain after. Good stuff, isn't it?
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Are you ready for liveaboard diving at its best? Well, then you're ready for Explorer Ventures. Explore the Bahamas, the Northeast Caribbean, Turks and Caicos, Australia's Great Barrier Reef, even the Galapagos, all while enjoying the comfort, convenience, and effortless diving only an Explorer Ventures award-winning liveaboard can provide. Explorer Ventures has been making divers' dreams come true for 20 years now, and yours could be next. Call 1-800-322-3577 or go to explorerventures.com. That's explorerventures.com.
Are you wishing for a warmer relationship with your wetsuit? Well, then you need to wear Waterproof. Unlike the mass-produced, super-stretch approach to wetsuit design, Waterproof wetsuits are made using multiple pieces of higher-quality neoprene to sculpt a suit that matches the human form. The result is a wetsuit that fits better, lasts longer, and keeps you warmer. Waterproof has been the leader in wetsuit design overseas for years and now are available in the States. Go to waterproof-gear.com to find the dealer near you. That's waterproof-gear.
All right, so, you know, that was the gag that happened behind the scenes this week. And Abby, is this what you're trying to say is that this shut down production for your Divers Alert Network video talent thing this week because of this?
I want to say that I was emotional, and I would love to say that it was because of James and his injury. However, the whole time I was thinking, if James just had his foot amputated over a splinter, Craig's never going to let us do anything fun again. So I was thinking, how does this affect me?
Oh, of course.
Typical selfish mermaid.
It always goes back to you, doesn't it?
But you know what? It really worked because I had to be emotional for a scene with the Dan video.
Ah,
so I would just like to say it was method acting the whole time.
All right. Well, I'm glad I could help. And it amused the hell out of me.
And Dan thanks you as well.
Well, of course. And, you know, I knew. If at the bare minimum, I would laugh my ass off, and it'd probably shut down the entire production, at least for an hour or two. But then didn't they laugh hysterically when they heard about the bionic foot?
Oh, is that directed towards me? I might have chuckled for a moment.
Yeah?
And then I proceeded with my work, yes.
All right. Well, feel free to use that little gag at home. If you know someone who's got a splinter.
Random people, amputated feet. I'm going to work it into my daily routine.
We could put him in a mermaid tail.
We could. Exactly. He doesn't need a foot.
I was thinking it might take some of the pressure off of me on some of these shoots. Like, well, he doesn't have a foot. We might as well squeeze him in a tail.
Yeah, but all the people, they'd see that and have to get therapy after they see
it. No, James is sexy. He's a sexy man in a tail.
Oh, okay. If you say so, baby. All right. So, anyway.
Moving on.
Yes, moving on indeed. Now, last week we were in Chicago at Hague Quarry, just south of Chicago. Had a big time. And we did the show, talked to a lot of cool people that were diving the facility last week. But, after the show, we actually donned a DUI dry suit. And Faith and the crew hooked us up, and we actually went diving in Hague Quarry. Yes, the warm water wuss has been upgraded. He has actually
done a cold... Now you're cold water wuss?
what? Actually, at the surface, the water was fine. It was like 68 degrees at the surface, but they had a thermocline at about I'd say 15 feet thereabouts. At 15 feet, we hit the first thermocline in a dry suit, and gave me a whole new level of shrinkage, if you know what I mean.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA. Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Make yourselves comfortable. Prepare to witness a man brought to the very edge of madness.
The nights are cool and I'm a fool. Each star's a pool of water. Cool water.
I think he's already there.
And with the dawn, I'll wake and yawn and carry on to water.
I'm a warning you, stranger.
Cool, clear water.
Yeah, definitely. Hague Quarry, the water was clear. And the water was definitely on the cool side at about 12 feet. At the surface, I'm like, hey, this ain't half bad. These dry suits do the trick. And sure enough, we hit that first thermocline. It probably dropped a good 15 degrees. I'm like, whoa! But, you know, it's still fun. And we have Faith from DUI Dry Suits, who was the orchestrator of, you know, the DUI Dog Day rally and demo tour that was going on last weekend at Hague Quarry. How you doing, Faith?
Doing great. How are you?
I am good. I had a great time diving, thanks to your little, you know, little song and dance routine you guys were doing there last weekend at the quarry.
Well, we had a great time, too, and we didn't even get any tornadoes this time.
Exactly. Yeah, I slept through the last one. They evidently had a tornado come through, or at least a funnel cloud, I guess, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was pretty close.
Yeah, there were alarms going off and everything. I slept right through it. That's how, you know, that's how relaxed diving makes you, I guess. I'm focused on the positive. Can you tell, Faith?
I think that's a great idea.
Exactly. Now, the DUI Dog Day rally and demo tour, I mean, you're smack dab in the middle of the schedule, and this allows people like me to do what?
Well, the whole idea behind the Dog Rally and Demo Days tour is to bring DUI products to dive sites all over the country so that our dealers and divers can come on out and try different things and have a good time doing local diving.
Absolutely. And, you know, the one thing, I had never done a dry suit dive before. I am a warm water wuss. So this was a great opportunity for me to get into one of these dry suits and try this and get the proper instruction, and you guys kind of hold our hand, the whole thing, and go through it. I had no idea there were so many different types of dry suits that you could even do. I just figured, oh, it's a dry suit, okay. But then you have, like, what, five or six different types of dry suits that you guys offer alone, don't you?
Yeah, we make about half a dozen different models, so certainly the most popular models, and we even make one for warm water wusses like you to use in Florida.
Yeah, which one would that be exactly?
That's the Tropical 3030 suit.
The Tropical 3030 suit, or better known as the WWW suit, warm water wuss
suit. Well, that's okay. I'm a warm water wuss, too. That's why I wear a dry suit.
That's right. You know, I was really, it was quite a sensation when you first get in the water in a dry suit, and you're expecting that rush of cold water down the back of your wetsuit, and you don't feel it. And you're kind of like, hey, this is kind of, it's a weird sensation for someone like myself. Do you hear that from other people, or is that kind of unique to me?
No, that's very common. And after a while, you become very accustomed to it, though, because it's nice not to have to worry about that.
This is true. You would get spoiled, I would imagine.
Yes, you do.
Because you don't get that cold water rush and that kind of thing. So, and you wear some insulation under it, so that first thermocline isn't such a shock.
Yep.
So to speak, and you know, it was really cool. I'd recommend it to anybody, whether you're into cold water diving or not. If you're a warm water wuss like myself, you need to mark this off the list at the bare minimum. And you can go to DUI-online.com and get the entire schedule as you guys tour across the country, right?
That's correct. And next weekend we'll be at Wazee Lake in Black River Falls, Wisconsin.
Excellent. All right, Faith, thanks for the update. Appreciate the help. That we got to do it again. It's DUI Online or DUI-online.com.
How'd you like to talk diving with Greg the Dive Master? He's pulled that long hose out of his throat, and he's ready to talk now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Does the idea of spending a week on a liveaboard dive boat sound appealing, but also make you queasy? Well, then you need to consider a Necton cruise. Necton's swap-designed liveaboard dive vessels keep the boat rocking to a minimum. That way, you can spend more time enjoying the amenities of these mini cruise ships and the underwater attractions of the Bahamas or Belize, as opposed to feeding the fish. For more information, go to NectonCruise.com on the web or call 1-800-UW-WORLD. That's 1-800-UW-WORLD.
Hey, there are a lot of places you could pick for your next dive.
The Great Barrier Reef.
Cozumel.
The Red Sea.
Indonesia.
Cayman.
My swimming pool.
But now there's a new place you'll want to think about. A beautiful island that's not hard to get to. Unspoiled. Not expensive. Rustic. Real. A full-service resort. Friendly. Really friendly. Great dive masters. Everything you need. And the diving. Oh, amazing diving. The third largest barrier reef in the world. Cavern, blue hole, walls, big fish, and sharks.
All right already, what is this place?
Thought you'd never ask. I'm talking about the newest dive site in the Bahamas. Coral Caverns Dive Resort on Andros Island. Coral Caverns Dive Resort. Hey, my time's about up, so just go to coralcavernsresort.com. Find out about where you'll be on your next dive trip. Get off the beaten track. and get into some real diving. CoralCavernsResort.com.
On the line with us is Neil Watson, the depth and distance world record holder for scuba diving. He's also the president of the Bahamas Diving Association. Neil, just what is it about the Bahamas that makes diving there so attractive?
Greg, one of the unique features is our diversity. We're 100,000 square miles, literally 50 miles from the U.S. mainland, whether it's sharks, wrecks, reefs, walls. We have everything that any diver and even a non-diving spouse could ever want for a dive destination.
You can start planning your Bahamas adventure at BahamasDiving.com. The Bahamas, our 700 islands, could change you forever.
Scuba Radio, divers consumer tip number 11. Please don't be tempted by magazine ads to purchase one of those underwater barbecues. They do not exist. They are a myth and a scam.
Well, now look what you made me do.
But if you did buy one, remember to send your $100 registration fee to Nameless Faceless Voice Guy, care of Scuba Radio, Drawer J, Square Station Depot. I'll be expecting your check. So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the real Dan Good Diving safety tip. And in the studio, we have Jeff Myers, the COO and Vice President of Training for Divers Alert Network. Hey, Jeff, do you know how much weight you wore in your 36th dive?
Absolutely, Greg.
Seriously? Oh, how in the world would you remember that?
I don't.
So you were joking when you said you knew?
Nope. I said I don't remember, but I know because I wrote it down.
You're talking about your dive log.
I am, and that's precisely why I keep one.
Still?
Always. It never fails to make me laugh as I look back over my diving adventures, but there are a lot of practical reasons to keep a dive log as well.
Such as?
Well, your initial question is a great reason. It's impossible to remember the exact details of every dive, especially the more dives you make. By writing down details like temperature, weight worn, exposure protection, current, and anything else you want to remember, you always want to have a record of past dives, which can help in the planning of future dives. You can look back and see what you did in similar conditions, what worked, what didn't work, and that kind of thing.
I would imagine the details are incredibly helpful for underwater photographers, too.
Oh, yeah. Record as much information as you can so you have it as a reference. There's nothing more frustrating than taking a perfect shot and not knowing how you did it.
How else can a dive log be helpful?
Well, since it's likely you'll have your dive log with you on site, it's a great place to keep important location details that might prove useful in the event of an emergency. Many logs have pages specifically designed for this very purpose, but it's important to make sure it's always current. Use it for your emergency contact information, any pertinent medical information, insurance information, and of course, it's a great place to keep the Dan hotline number.
And your member number.
And your member number.
You know, I find I often need my logbook as proof of dive experience. How about you?
Oh, sure. A lot of places, especially destination and new locations, will ask you for proof of diving experience upon arrival. And it's your logbook that offers your diving history and shows your experience levels. Not having it current and with you can actually lead to you not diving in a given location, even if you've got the training and preparation to do it.
You mentioned a personal diving history. You're right. I enjoy looking back at mine and seeing my development as a diver.
It's amazing to look back and remember what it was like to be a newbie and to hit the milestones along the way. At some point, we all wore more weight than we do now. We likely consume more air than we do with more experience. And there's likely a tale or two that illustrates our inexperience that we do, in fact, look back on and laugh about.
I know as an instructor, it's a great way for me to keep a healthy perspective on what my students are experiencing.
Another great use for a logbook.
Do you find yours handy for anything else?
Sure. One of the aspects I enjoy most about diving is the divers I meet. And my logbook is a record of just about each and every one of them. I often have some contact information jotted down with the names, and it's provided me a great way to stay in touch with a lot of terrific people.
Is there any one logbook that's better than others?
No, it's all about finding the one that works for you. I've used just about every kind under the sun, and they all serve their purpose. It doesn't really matter what format your log takes. Just make sure it allows for the recording of the information you want to keep, and that it's easy enough to use that you take the time to fill it out every time you dive. However you log it, you'll find that keeping a dive log is time well spent. It's one of those rare things in life that's a whole lot of fun and good for you, too.
You know, Einstein himself couldn't remember every detail of every dive, and neither can you. So take some time at the end of every dive to log the experience. You'll be glad you did. It not only provides a rich history of your time and the sport you love, but the lessons you learned will be there when you need them to help make you a better diver. Do that, and you're guaranteed Dan Good Diving.
Matt. Was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents.
Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
And, you know, speaking of Divers Alert Network, Eric Douglas from Dan is in the studio with us today as well. Eric, how you doing, buddy? Having fun so far?
I'm having a ball, Greg. I always have fun when I'm around you.
Yeah, you know, we're talking a little bit about the dry suit diving we did in Hague Quarry last week. And you've done that?
I am a certified dry suit diver. You know, dry suits are wonderful tools, and they allow you to go see things that, you know, your wetsuit would probably keep you out of.
Exactly. Yeah, and what were you saying that you were asking, can you relieve yourself in a dry suit? And I said, of course.
Well,
I didn't say that when Faith was on the phone.
Well, yeah, no, but, actually, I have to tell a story, and I'll keep it relatively clean if Faith is still listening. But no, I was just at one of the Dog Day events about a month ago up at Dutch Springs in Pennsylvania, and we were having an after-hours discussion. We had got into a long discussion about P-valves for men and now for women in dry suits.
Are you saying I was wearing a woman's dry suit?
No. Well, I don't know, Greg. How did it fit?
I'm saying you were wearing a woman's dry suit.
Hey, quit it.
But, no, you can absolutely pee through a dry suit for those long dives, especially.
And I don't see why you couldn't do it without one.
Well, that would be like, yeah, anyway.
Yeah, you don't want to, but.
Yeah, that's not recommended.
Yeah,
but
man,
there are
special
ways you can deal with that if necessary.
And I don't. I don't even pee in a wetsuit. I don't.
You're lying.
I am not lying. I know what you're saying. There's two types of divers, those who pee in their wetsuit and those who lie about it. But there's the third category that is honest, and I don't do that. For the record, I don't do that.
And your eyes are yellow.
All right. Well, Denise will back me up. She was with me in Chicago. Denise, did you ever hear about me or see me urinating in any wetsuit or dry suit last weekend in Chicago?
Yeah, you peed.
All right, great. That's enough. Just cut her off right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, you smelled like pee the whole week, dear Greg. It was pretty bad.
Denise, that wasn't nice.
We even brought him to Penn's on the second day.
Oh, that's just not right.
I just got to say one thing about Denise is that she always keeps it real, Greg.
Is that true? I don't think
so. It's no fault.
Denise, what's the matter with you? What are you doing?
What do you mean?
I thought you were in the drunk tank here still.
I am. I have not, like, sobered up since Sunday or whenever we left.
Yes, whenever we left.
I don't even remember
whatever
getting
day.
Off the airplane.
Yeah, trust me, you don't want to.
Okay.
I have a quick question. Wasn't Denise carried off the plane by security? That's
Shut
what
up.
I heard.
Really?
See, that's scary when she has to ask the question.
Was I?
And, yeah, it was pretty crazy. Our flight was delayed by 3 hours, and what do you do when your flight's delayed? For 3 hours. Yeah,
right.
You hang out in the bar, and that's what we did.
I play Scrabble. I don't know about you guys.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, right. Yeah, but Denise, you had a good time in Chicago, didn't you?
Yeah, I had
dry, the dry suit dive was a lot of fun, wasn't it?
Yeah, especially when we got out of the water and you peed yourself.
Oh, boy, that's enough of you. See, I can't even talk to this girl anymore. What's the matter with her? You know, she beat me up, too. She started hitting me. What is the matter with these girls? What's up with these mermaids and all the physical violence?
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Hey, everybody. This is Aaron from Liquid Assets TV inviting you to dive into something different on your next scuba vacation. Liquid Assets is shooting two television pilots aboard the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2 during the month of September, and we want you, the real diver, to be a part of it. Get involved from the ground up as we create the next exciting wave in diving television. For more information, go to www.liquidassets.tv. We'll see you on the boat.
It's a secret storehouse of scuba tanks.
Yeah, and all ready to use.
Things are beginning to add up.
To the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Good times. as we reflect on our travels and look forward to our travels to the Long Beach Dive Show here and next weekend. We'll be there, and if you're in the area of Long Beach, make sure you come out to that event and look for the crew. And then we're off to Fiji. I kid you not. It's going to be quite an adventure in itself. Abby is in the studio, Mermaid Abby, and we're talking about some of the adventures from last week, our dry suit dive experience with DUI. Folks at Hague Quarry were a blast. Mermaid Abby, Mermaid, you know, Denise and Nikki's, you know, comparing how they interact with each other when we bring different mermaids on the road. And I don't know, we had quite an adventure last week in Chicago. It's Nikki and Denise, definitely very physical. As far as, like, they like to hit people. I don't know what's up with that. I've never seen that before in any of our other travels. But they got, I don't know, they got pretty, they wanted physical. To hit people. Yeah, they started hitting folks, you know?
Let me just say that Denise didn't get a chance to mention it, but they came up with a little term of endearment for you, Greggy.
For me?
Yeah.
Yeah. What,
yeah.
Warm water wuss?
No. They were calling you Grandma Greg the entire trip. And
no,
we're making
it was
fun.
Not Grandma Greg.
No,
it was Mama.
No, it's Grandma Greg.
Mama.
That would be even more strange.
Yeah, now that you mention it, it would be.
Mama?
That would be. I think it had something to do with the fact that you drive 10 miles under the speed limit and that you can't take a punch by a girl.
If you could for me, can you give me just one of these?
Ooh, Grandma like.
Come on.
Not going to do
Grandma
it.
Grandma Greg like.
Not going to do it. But you should taste my cookies.
I hear the occasional mermaid has tossed them, but I haven't heard anyone taste
them. Yeah, that's the truth. Might have seen that last week.
But I would say that Denise and Nikki together are a deadly combination.
Oh, my God. Never again. Never again. I've never come back from a trip physically harmed. I mean, where I thought, oh, my God, what happened? I looked in the mirror, and I'm like, I've been run over by a truck.
Now, don't tell me that hasn't happened before, Greg. At least daily.
I have never been bit, as far as I can remember. At least not by choice.
You really remember?
It's coming back in waves. You know, it's been long enough now where the memory, you know, the memory's starting to come back. And I'm going, what the hell was I thinking? But look, we got more of Scuba Radio in hour two coming up. We got a little preview of Fiji, waterproof wetsuits. We're going to check in with that, as well as a few other surprises just for you for sticking around in hour two. That's all coming up. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.